This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Tomorrow is the Chairman's Conversation 2021 with Dr. Ruel Khoza at 7 p.m. You can catch it live here on Power 987, Capricorn FM, and of course 410 on DSTV, where you can watch it live on CNBC Africa. The Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of Limpopo is going to tell us something about, Dr. Ruel Khoza. Professor Matlo Mukhalong joins me on the line. Prof, good morning to you. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Lukwana, and a very good morning to you and your listeners.
Perhaps, Prof, before I get into some specific questions, just give us an impression of how you know the man himself, Dr. Ruel Khoza.
Well, the first time I met Ruel is when I was a junior student at the University of the North then, and he was busy with his honor studies.
Mm.
And, he was this type of gentleman who you could not just ignore right from his formative days.
Mm.
He was just oozing with confidence, and you could see he knows what he wants in life. And I think that's what led to, I know he's going to hate me for this one, to his expulsion from the university. When he refused to change what he had written when the psychology professor did not agree with his way of thinking. Those days, I think the idea was to channel especially black students in a certain direction. And
yes,
unfortunately, Ruel being what he is, he just dug his heels, and that was the end of him with the university until later we met again, and he ended up being nominated for chancellorship, and with his stature and everything, he was the right person to take over the chancellorship after Nelson Mandela.
But I want to go back to this one, where you say stubbornly he stuck to his guns, with the piece of work he had submitted to his psychology, lecturer, let's call it. Do you have any, memory of what he would have penned at that point in time that would have caused such disagreement?
Well, I wouldn't have much information about it, but I think it was on ideological differences.
I see.
Where he had his ideas on how to put things down and how he saw them. And I think, be that as it may, it was a bit offensive to the professors who were Bruderbonders. And they ended up showing him the door, and he gladly took off from there.
I suppose that is one who always stands up for what they believe in. You talk about his tenure as chancellor. He's now become a chancellor at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Of course, just give us a sense, Prof, because sometimes it's misunderstood what a chancellor brings to the table. What is it that he brought to the table for your university when he became chancellor?
Firstly, to be a chancellor, you need somebody with stature.
Mm.
This is a tutelar head of the institution. It's your ceremonial figure. But if you get somebody like Ruel, over and above that, on the sides, he does bring some resources to the university. He knows which doors to knock at. And he will tell you, do it this way, do it that way. And then it normally bears fruits, and the type of person he is. If you do something which he doesn't like, he won't mince his words.
Mm.
He will just tell you straight in the face, here you're messing up. He will tell you straight in the face, in this direction you're bound to hit an iceberg. So he was a good advisor, much as I saw a role model in him during my student days. Later in life, he was my mentor. And I must say, I gained a lot from him.
Absolutely. Prof, I mean, the chairman's conversation happens tomorrow. I mean, it's a national, international affair. What are some of the pressing issues that you think we are confronted with as humanity that you'd love to hear him tackle tomorrow?
Well, there is no way Ruel can get off that without saying something about the economy. Is one person who respects the South African economy. I remember in one of our conversations, he indicated that South Africa has got a complicated economy. And he put it this way, that to understand it, you should have gone through some books and to give direction to it. I don't want to say much as yep. to what he was referring to, but I think we all know. He will definitely say something about it. And one good thing about Will, all the assignments he takes, he's serious about them. Be in his personal life, be in public or private places, he takes things seriously. And he believes in rectitude, you know, where there's no morals. He just gets lost and he gets irritated. How do people want to do these things? So like I said to friend Mukari,
yes,
even that you must be careful of what you're asking. asking the right question, you'll get the right answer.
If you ask wrongly, he might caution you.
he will definitely caution you. But one thing, he will speak truth to power.
And I suppose it's that speaking truth to power that has landed him in trouble at some point, you'll remember, Prof. But important, though, is it for society to have such leaders who don't mince their words?
Those are the type of people we need as a country. They tell you the way it is, and they will give you advice. I don't think there's anybody who ever asked for advice from Ruel and didn't get it.
Yeah.
You ignore it. Your own peril.
Prof, on that note, we will be listening very attentively tomorrow to get some nuggets of advice. But let me thank you for sharing some of those stories back to when you were students and then as working colleagues, Chancellor, Vice Chancellor, and as you say, later becoming your mentor. Thank you so much, Prof.
Great. Tomorrow is the day.
Tomorrow is the day. D-Day. One Lala, one Vuga, and it will be the chairman's conversation tomorrow at 7 p.m. Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of Limpopo. Joining me there was Prof. Matlo Mogalong, and we are done with that. No more to be said much by us. We will hear from the man himself very soon.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.